we're doing the laws of basal v'chalav. We're going into the second chapter, page 9 and 10. K'deira, we have a pot. Shem v'shnim ba'basal, we're cooking meat. Okay, so we have meat floating and it's cooking in the gravy. Same story, your kid runs into the kitchen, Abba, and some cereal splashes, some milk splashes out of his cereal bowl as he makes a short stop in front of your oven. Some milk flies out, boom, and lands on a chad mechatichot abasal, but it doesn't go into the gravy. There's a piece of meat bobbing up, and it lands on that piece of meat. Al chad mechatichot abasal shebakdera. Im chaticha zo shkua kula berotef. So if the piece of meat is really sunk into the gravy, it just lands on the top. Av shepaneh migulim, even though the upper layer that it landed on is revealed, right? That's why it landed on the meat, not in the gravy. But the rest of it is sunk into the gravy. Kol ma shebakdera mitzlef levatel b'shishim tachalav. So then I say, okay, the milk will dissipate, it's all part of one pot. And then I calculate it whether there's 60 there or not. Our assumption here is that as the gravy bubbles, so then the milk will actually dissipate throughout the pot. And our assumption is that even though I saw the milk seeping into the piece, now it's all gone, it just got swallowed into that piece of meat. But my assumption is that in the course of the cooking, the flavor will dissipate. Just like meat gives its flavor out into the gravy gives its flavor back into the meat. So being that this piece of meat is in the gravy, the flavor will actually dissipate, and what will happen is I will actually have the flavor of milk disappear. If I have 60 times the flavor. You remember we described last time we learned, we said that if I have one piece of meat that's cooking, and the milk spills on it, and it doesn't dissipate, that piece of milk, chaticha naset nevila, becomes not kosher. Now, if that piece of meat will fall into a huge pot, I don't say, well, how much milk was in that meat, right? 3 spoons. Now, it dissipated in the huge pot. I don't say that. I say the whole piece of meat is non-kosher. But that's because it was 2 stages. But if it's 1 stage, I have my piece of meat that's cooking in the pot. Only the top of the piece of meat is revealed. And the milk lands on that. And then it gets absorbed. And now it's cooking in the pot. So what's going to happen is the flavor that got absorbed into the meat. I don't say now this whole chunk of meat is non-kosher meat. And I need 60 times the chunk of meat. I don't say that. I say being that the meat was sunk into the gravy, all the gravy combines with the meat for the flavor of the milk to dissipate. And if I have 60 times the milk, so the milk will dissipate. It's cooking. Okay. So, what about if the meat is on top, right? You're making a big chulm, then the meat is still on top. That's what we'll discuss with Bezrat Hashem in the next class. That's we alluded to it earlier. We'll discuss that Bezrat Hashem at 8:30.